New Hampshire is one of four states, including New York, Minnesota, and Louisiana, that do not abide by the federal Real ID program. In 2007, New Hampshire enacted a law prohibiting state participation in Real ID due to privacy concerns. Real ID requires that states share personal identification information with the federal government to be put into a database. This bill, filed by Representative Sherman Packard of Londonderry, would make compliance optional. But those who do not apply for Real ID licenses by 2020 will have to undergo extra screenings at airports or get a passport.
Instead of having to make, you know, a family of four go out and spend, you know, $600 on a passport, I mean, they can get a Real ID compliant license. If they don't want to, they don't have to. It's not anything that's mandatory. It's completely voluntary.
Packard says representatives from Homeland Security have promised that if the state passes compliant legislation by 2016, residents looking to get a Real ID will have a grace period until their driver's license expires. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.